return to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We thank Larry for calling from Andrews, Texas, a state where I've spent considerable time looking into the Trans-Texas Corridor, some of the border issues, the Minutemen, and other matters. It's very interesting what's going on in Texas. Even as we speak, the San Antonio Toll Party, there in that great city of San Antonio, home of the Alamo, is working on various issues that have to do with the NAFTA Super Autobahn, otherwise known as the Trans-Texas Corridor. At least that's the part of it in Texas, what it would be called. As it heads north toward Canada from Mexico, there's other segments called the Port to Plains Corridor, and they all have these big, fancy, highfalutin-sounding names. But the San Antonio Toll Party is a very important group led by a very dynamic woman, Terry Hall, who is an amazing person. She was named San Antonian of the Year. She's a homeschool mom. She leads this group. And not only do they fight the corridor, but they are also fighting a sort of a subcomponent of the whole NAFTA superhighway idea, and that is that regular freeways that Texans have already paid for, that their gas taxes help finance in terms of maintenance and improvements, regular freeways might be converted to tollways. The reason for that is that freeways provide a non-toll alternative to the mega tollways, which would include the super-wide new slab itself, the Trans-Texas Corridor, which would branch out all over Texas before heading north in various directions. And recently we had a gentleman from Indiana, Steve Bonney, on this show who's running for governor as an independent. He talked about the northern legs of the NAFTA Superhighway through Indiana and Michigan down toward Kentucky. So that's an issue we've covered from Texas up to Indiana and in between in the pages of American Free Press and on this radio show. And you can listen to this show at republicbroadcasting.org. Just look for the icon that says Now Showing and click on that. And if you want to call in and talk about the issues we've talked about today, including oil prices, Bilderberg, the Iraq war, depleted uranium, and other matters, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Reflecting a little, before I go back to the topic of the National Media Reform Conference that I just covered in Minnesota, at the same time my colleague Jim Tucker was covering Bilderberg in Virginia. Before I get into all of that, I'm looking through the current edition of American Free Press, and Memorial Day is not too far behind us, and of course 4th of July is ahead of us, as is Veterans Day. And we take many days, several in America, to honor those that have served our country, although some would lament that they've really served the government, not the country. And as I've always argued, and this is, of course, with all due respect to all veterans, that the government is not the country, that the United States government is an agency of the country appointed by the country to do certain things, but the country itself really consists of the people and our communities and our resources and the real soul of our land. The government is not the country, so I believe, and I think some would agree, it's a misnomer to say that soldiers serve their country. They're really just serving the government and its agendas. And governments, after all, are really the only ones that declare, if they even bother declaring them, and instigate wars and are capable of carrying out such organized bloodshed so expensively and so tragically in too many cases. Now, Charlie Reese is a great columnist, and we'll share a few more of his thoughts after this break on Memorial Day and service and other topics like the Media Reform Conference right after this break. I'm Mark Anderson with When Worlds Collide. Stay tuned.
The Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-362-5848. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. There you go.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about $1 a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press Corresponding Editor. And in the final half hour of the show, it goes until 2 Eastern and until 1 p.m. Central, I'll return to the National Conference for Media Reform that I just got done covering and put out a few more hints and information about what that media reform conference seems to be about, what its promise might be, and what its limitations and downside might be as well. It's very important that we think about media reform in this day and age when the dishonesty and monopolies and controls in the dominant media way too often are improperly fooling and misinforming and disinforming the average American citizen to where they are given false choices at the ballot box when they don't even know about all the candidates and things of that nature, or the candidates they do know about, they don't get complete information. And some of the candidates, such as Ron Paul in the dominant parties, are filtered out and censored, even though they're not part of third parties who are normally filtered out and censored. And a lot could be said about that. Ballot access laws, as well as dishonesty at the polling places. But long before those problems happen, before the voting machines might be rigged or malfunction or whatever, the choices are too often made for us by the big media, which narrows the candidate field, down to their prescribed Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke for us to choose from. But that can be dealt with in the final half hour of today's show. Right now I'd like to reflect a little bit on one of my favorite columnists who, much like Joe Sobran, writes with such clarity, and that's Charlie Reese. We run his column regularly in American Free Press. It's called Peace of Mind from Charlie Reese. He is with the Orlando Sentinel, or at least he was. He's a veteran reporter and commentator, just like Jim Tucker, our first guest today over at AFP. And post-Memorial Day here, with the 4th of July and Veterans Day, things like that coming up, it's interesting what Charlie has to say. And, of course, I welcome calls on this or any of the other topics that we've had today. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll read a little bit in the current edition of American Free Press what Charlie has to say here. Excuse me. Here's his Memorial Day gripe. Memorial Day is not the 4th of July, Flag Day, Armed Forces Day, or Veterans Day, Mr. Reese wrote. It's a day to remember the war dead. You don't do that with picnics, brass bands, parades, pompous speeches, and hype for the current war. Memorial and celebration are not synonyms, Mr. Reese writes. The day was intended for visiting cemeteries. He goes on to say some very interesting things, some of which have come up in my own conversations and writings a little bit. For instance, he says, I don't think that many Americans are really patriotic anymore. That might be a tough pill for some to swallow, I might add. For some, patriotism is rooting for whatever the current war is and saluting whichever cheap politician happens to be occupying the White House. It doesn't seem to matter to these folks whether the war is just or unjust, necessary or unnecessary. It doesn't seem to matter if the politician is an honest public servant or a devious liar. Such mindless jingoists remind me of the crowds who cheered for Adolf Hitler, Mr. Reese writes. He goes on to say, no American takes an oath to defend a foreign country or overthrow a foreign tyrant. Let me read that part of Mr. Reese's column again. No American takes an oath to defend a foreign country or overthrow a foreign tyrant. We may take an oath to defend our Constitution and our country. End of story. American patriotism has become so diluted that crowds don't even blink when a politician running for public office publicly proclaims undying support for a foreign country. On such occasions, the politician should be booed and reminded that he is an American in America running for an American office to represent and serve the American people. If he loves a foreign country more than his own, then this public official is free to emigrate. He should not be free, I repeat, he should not be free to sacrifice the lives of young Americans on behalf of any foreign country. Now, I'm reading from Charlie Reese's column here in the current American Free Press. I invite comments from those who agree or disagree at 800-313-9443. But ladies and gentlemen, these are things that need to be said as the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars linger on in these nation-building exercises, much of which come out of the Council on Foreign Relations think tank in New York, at least the general framework for some of these things. It's important that we reflect on these things. The Bilderberg Group that we discussed earlier has something to do with these ongoing wars, but I digress and I read more from Mr. Reese's column as follows. No American has died defending freedom since the end of World War II. Americans have served in the Korean Civil War, the Vietnamese Civil War, and in several imperialistic forays for presumably various corporate interests. Given the fact that communist Vietnam is now an object of American investments, I would hate to have to explain to a widow or a grieving mother why her loved one had to die over there in Vietnam. Other than profits to the war corporations, what did 58,000-plus dead Americans accomplish? If we're going to accept communism in Vietnam now, why didn't we accept it back then? Where are all the terrible consequences politicians told Americans we had to avoid by going to by going to war in Vietnam. If you find one, let me know, Mr. Reese writes. I suspect they're in the Museum of Political Lies, placed right next to the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. These are some very trenchant remarks, ladies and gentlemen, by Charlie Reese. He really knows how to cut to the chase, making a few words tell a lot, which is a true mark of a good writer, much like Joe Sobran, another one of my favorites. And Mr. Reese tends to conclude here, Memorial Day should be a solemn and sad day as we remember all the young men and young women who were denied the joys of a normal lifespan. War is cruel and vicious. But whether the war is just or unjust, necessary or unnecessary, those who die in it die honorably in the service of their country. Never blame the soldier for the politician's war, and never allow anybody else to do so in your presence. Mr. Reese writes, but as I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that soldiers die in the service of their country in as much as they die in the service of their government, and I contend that the government is not the country, and that the country is not the government, that the government is merely an agency that's supposed to be limited in its powers and functions at the service of the country, and that the country is really the people, the communities, our culture, our art, our literature, really everything but the government, in my view. To conclude, Mr. Reese writes in the current AFP, whatever deceit and corruption oozes out of Washington, the men and women of the armed forces are innocent and untainted by it, in his view. They follow duty, honor, and love for their comrades in arms. They die for each other and for the people they love at home. That love deserves to be respected and honored. In the worst of circumstances, Mr. Reese concludes, they demonstrate the best a human can be. So he's not totally, uncomplimentary of our soldiers in uniform. It's just that he's trying to get people to understand the realities of modern warfare and what Memorial Day ought to mean, and what patriotism ought to be, as opposed to what we've been led to believe that it is. And so very interesting from Charlie Reese there in the American Free Press that's out right now. This issue, as I said earlier in the show, has some things about the Bilderberg meeting that just took place in Chantilly, and much more will be in the very next edition coming out, soon to be posted at AmericanFreePress.net, or you can call 888-699-NEWS to subscribe or get sample editions, and you can ask for the ones that just came out to make sure that you get the latest on the Bilderberg meetings, who plan many of the wars, or at least the kind of the framework for wars that Mr. Reese is writing about from his angle there. And interesting things, too, that we get in our letters column at AFP. Try this on for size, ladies and gentlemen. I would love some calls on this, as well as other topics I've discussed today. One writer from Florida in the June 9, 16, issue 2324 of AFP, he writes to us, a lot of Americans don't understand what's going on in this country. There's way too much wrongdoing in our government. And to get the people to organize and fight back sometimes is almost impossible. However, if American Free Press could focus on one issue that all of the people understood and started a movement, great things might happen. This man suggests that American Free Press could focus on gas prices and start a movement to fly the American flag upside down. This would be a nonviolent activity, and it is allowed in the flag code. When the country is in distress, it can be flown upside down. Just imagine all these upside-down flags across the country sending a strong message to our representatives and senators, writes Mr. Gary Thomas from Florida. What about that, ladies and gentlemen? Should alternative media like American Free Press start sort of a single-issue campaign or awareness movement about gas prices? Let me know what you think. Maybe there's some other issue out there that could be focused on to help continue the process of the American people waking up, which Ron Paul, of course, started, but there's perhaps a long way to go. But we'll return right after these messages with When Worlds Collide. I'm Mark Anderson, your host. Stay tuned until 2 Eastern, 1 Central, and we'll see you after these messages.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide on on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm American Free Press reporter Mark Anderson, your host each Tuesday on this show from 11 to 1 Central and noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. It's usually live. There's occasional reruns, but we always invite your calls about the current topic and oftentimes any other topic you'd like to raise at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I was just expounding on a letter in the current American Free Press from a Mr. Thomas in Florida, and he believes that gas prices are a single issue where AFP and perhaps other independent media could focus to show the country is in distress. And I believe we have a caller, I'm told. We're going into a longer segment, and who do we have? Patrice on a cell? Oh, excuse me. Patrice in Arkansas, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Patrice from Arkansas, is that you?
I can't hear you.
Hello, this is Mark. Can you hear me now?
Just a minute. Let me get you another phone.
Okay. Bear with us, ladies and gentlemen, while we're getting through to Patrice, a caller from Arkansas. Patrice, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the host, Mark Anderson. Thanks for calling the show today. What's on your mind?
Well, I just tuned into your program, and the idea about the flag flying upside down, where people would catch on.
Yeah, about the gas prices, for instance, yes.
Mm-hmm. It has to be, it has to be to where they realize it affects them personally. And
good point.
You know, each individual is simple. American Free Press could find out a way to word it, but let them know who actually owns AP and Reuters and the TV stations and everything, and that their agenda is not in their best interest. You, of course, know that most of them get their news from mainstream media and the newspapers, and it is not good good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting that you bring that up because of this media conference I just went to. And isn't it interesting, Patrice, how everything connects together? The significance of the gas prices doesn't really hit home, you seem to be saying, because the media kind of mischaracterizes things, sort of puts a different spin on it to where people don't connect the dots.
That's right. That's what I meant. Reporters and writers at American Free Press would be smart enough, I think, to write it to where the ordinary person could connect the dots and what mainstream is really doing to them. And, of course, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. It's the most powerful thing that any country has, good for better or for worse.
Yeah, and I hope that the pen remains mightier than the sword. The media conference that I covered in Minnesota that I'll be talking about more as the show goes on today until 2 Eastern, 1 Central, I'll expound more on that, and I encourage you to keep listening. Are you listening in online, Patrice, or over a radio station?
I'm listening in online.
Oh, great, great. It's republicbroadcasting.org for others that want to do that. I'd like to say hello to my son, Evan, if he's listening today. He may be listening. I'll mention that. Patrice, what is gas over in Arkansas? Not that I'm a bean counter, but have you hit $4.50 a gallon for regular? Or?
I think it's been just a little over $4 a gallon.
Okay, same here in Michigan where I'm at right now. I left Texas a while ago, and it was like $3.85 or something.
Mm.
But it's interesting, the psychology that's used. If it goes up to $4 and then it happens to go down maybe 20 cents, then people think that's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it really isn't. Now, what's your view? I've heard so many, Patrice, on biodiesel fuels and hybrid cars that are part electric and part gas. Do you think those things have a chance to kind of help us out here?
No, I think technology has been out there for a long time, and it's been suppressed, you know. Probably for over 100 years since Henry Ford started making the Model T. Of course, he was in on this oil and combustible engine with the Rockefellers and Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they put the patents to where they probably couldn't get one. What does it cost to get a patent, $8,000?
You know, I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if it cost that much.
But I think just a lot of intensive research on hidden technology, if anybody knows where to go. But I think a lot better methods are out there. And, of course, they'll try to squelch anything, especially if it starts making money and comes to their attention.
Yeah, that's very likely true. I've had Lindsay Williams on this show talking about the angle not of really getting much into biodiesel, not really showing a lot of promise in hybrid vehicles, although those things may have their place, but the angle that we simply need to drill for more domestic oil and upgrade our refineries and build new refineries and not rely on foreign sources as much, even though we may carpool and try and limit our consumption. What do you think of that?
I think it's a very good idea, and also efficient and economical mass transit system, inner city, and also, to connect from suburbia into the larger cities.
That's a very good point, Patrice. I encourage you, if you'd like, to hang on till after this break. I'm Mark Anderson. I'm on Worlds Collide. Stay tuned here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hang on if you'd like, Patrice. Thanks.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-362-5848. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Returning now to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. We have another caller, Dave from Massachusetts. Patrice, are you still with us?
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Patrice?
I would just like to bring up, you know, like somebody might delve intensely into the history of Randolph Hearst and how effective he was in many areas.
Oh.
And his affiliations with people in Germany, and he was even able to get the growing of hemp made illegal, which is supposed to be one of the most eco-friendly plants there is, by scaring people to death about reefer madness. It was on newsreels and everything. It said, pass this on to your children, and, you know, they're going to go mad smoking reefer and rape their daughters and everything. And, you know, that might be instrumental in bringing up to people how effectively that they can mold and make their opinions and influence their decisions, not only theirs, but those of future generations.
It's interesting. I'll just comment briefly that, first of all, I didn't really know that Mr. Hearst had something to do with making hemp illegal. I'll certainly look that up, and I find that very interesting. It's also interesting, I've seen Reefer Madness. It's as humorous as it is disturbing, It's interesting how that plant is treated these days. I'm convinced, largely, that the reason police crack down on it is simply because they're not making revenue off of it. since there's no revenue to be made, they want to deny people any source of income through what they would define as an underground economy. And I don't believe the police or the courts give one hoot about the health effects that hemp may have on people that smoke it in its smokable form. But as you've noted, it's used in 1,000 different ways. You can make various fabric and soap and lotions that have hemp ingredients and things of that nature. So it's not as if it's just for cannabis and using as recreational drugs.
Yeah, well, I think they're two entirely different plants from the way I understand that.
Yeah, different.
The hemp plant
right.
is very beneficial, and I think the reason that Mr. Hirsch used his newspapers to help get it made illegal through propaganda was the fact that he's working with his business associates. It was a competitor. And matter of fact, George Washington grew hemp, and it was required in a couple of the colonies during, at the start of this country.
Yeah, it's,
hemp could be used like money.
It's a very it's a very interesting topic, and I appreciate you putting that in there. It certainly deserves more coverage to explain what type of plants and what's used for what, and to kind of sort out the hysteria that often surrounds that issue. Well, thanks for calling, Patrice.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Uh-huh, thanks for listening. Dave from Massachusetts, you there? Dave from Massachusetts.
Yeah, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Nice to talk to you. I think it's the first time I've called your show. I've been a long-time reader of the Spotlight and AFP.
Oh, great. I'm glad.
Yeah, I just got a fresh batch of AFPs. I just got them a few minutes ago, and I just opened up to the page about the conference on the plight of the Palestinians.
Yes.
There was a couple of things something I was going to talk about. But first off, Mark, and if I may call you Mark, because I almost feel like I know you out of the pages of AFP. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Of course, Dave. Are you? I always like to ask. Are you listening online, or is there a station out there that picks this up?
Oh, I listen online.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Go on. What's your question, concern, or topic?
Okay. Well, the first question was simply, I talked to Charlie Reese. Mr. Statmiller had him on as a guest on the Intel report.
Oh, very good.
I forgot to ask Charlie what his email address is. Would you happen to have it?
Not at my fingertips. I don't. But maybe there's a way I can get that to you through the station or something.
I call Lois quite a bit, Lois Hodges, you know. Maybe I can call Lois and she'd be able to give it to me, huh?
Yeah, I think that would actually be better than going through me. But are there some developments in your neck of the woods, or do you have other concerns?
This is what I've been thinking about lately the past few days, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? For years, I've been passing out spot. For years, I was a nighttime cab driver, and I spent many years up in Anchorage, Alaska, driving. But I've passed out thousands upon thousands of copies of the Spotlight and also American Free Press. I used to, whenever people would pay me and give me a tip and everything, in return, I'd say, "Well, thanks for the tip. Let me give you something," and I'd give them a copy of. The Spotlight, you know, very
great.
Often very often these were like people at the airport and stuff that were getting ready to take a long flight and would have plenty of time to read, and they were very grateful that I gave them something to read.
Of course.
While they were on the plane, you know. But anyways, Mark, a lot of the feedback that I've gotten from people down through the years is, of course, this accusation that the Spotlight and American Free Press is "quote unquote" anti-Semitic.
Yes,
you've heard that many times, I'm sure, right?
Not as much as I expect to hear it, but I hear it once in a while.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I certainly don't hear it from everybody, but from a fair percentage of the people that I give American Free Press out to, or the Spotlight, I would when I'd see these people later. Sometimes that would be their one objection, but.
Yes.
You know, I have two statements. I put this out over Michael Collins' Piper's report last night, the Piper report. But I have two statements that I'd like people to consider and just meditate on and pray about, however you want to phrase it. Just kick it around in your mind. But the two statements are diametrically opposite statements.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, strangely enough, Mark, I feel like both of the statements are true statements.
Okay. I'm real curious to hear what they are.
Yeah. The first statement is, that I'd like people to consider, is
mm-hmm.
the first statement is, the truth is never, ever anti-Semitic. That's the first statement.
Okay.
Now, the second statement, which is diametrically opposite of that statement, is, the truth is always, always anti-Semitic.
Okay. I think I follow you.
Yeah. And I'd like people to consider those two statements. I've been kicking those statements around in my mind. They just kind of popped into my... Well, Mark, the reason I started meditating upon this whole question is...
Mm-hmm.
I got 40 copies of Remember the USS Liberty special report for Memorial Day. And I live in a veterans facility, and I work on a military installation. I'm just constantly around veterans and servicemen. And I was passing out copies of Remember the Liberty for Memorial Day.
Oh, very interesting.
And just yesterday, for example, a guy came up to me and he said, "Don't ever give me anything anti-Semitic like that again," and everything. And of course, Mark, when I asked him, I very calmly asked him, "Well, what did you find anti-Semitic about it?" And his response was, "I don't even want to discuss it. I don't even want to discuss it. In fact, I'm sorry I even brought it up. But just don't ever give me anything anti-Semitic again." But you know, he didn't have an ounce of compassion for what our poor servicemen suffered over there, the suffering of those poor guys on the USS Liberty, and all the suffering they've had to endure down through the years. Even last week on the Liberty, our Mr. Turney said he's still getting death threats, and I felt so bad because he says, you know, if you find me with my head blown off or I'm run off the road in a car wreck and everything. You know, he says, believe it that I was murdered. He emphasized that he's not suicidal at all, but after all these years, not only what those poor guys went through, but what they're still going through. And you know what I'm going to say to this guy? I'm going to see this guy again. I'm going to just say to him, you know, I'm going to say, listen, I says, you know that remark you made about the crew of the USS Liberty being anti-Semitic? I says, you wouldn't dare say it to those guys' faces. And he wouldn't, because none of those guys are anti-Semitic.
I suspect that he definitely would not say it to their faces. Well, I think I know, if I may address your quote, the truth is never, ever anti-Semitic, and then you kind of said it the other way around. If I follow you, you mean that in actuality the truth is not anti-Semitic, but in society truth is always perceived to be anti-Semitic.
Yeah, Mark.
That it isn't, but people think it is.
Yeah, for example, maybe an example off the... Very, very good. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, for example, this business about the State Department now and the ADL and the State Department under the influence of the ADL, this business that the gospel of Jesus Christ is classic anti-Semitism. Well, you know... To Christians, in the Christian way of thinking, Mark, you know, Jesus and the gospel is the very best friend that the Jewish people have. The gospel isn't anti-Semitic at all. It's pro-Jewish, Jewish people. But you know, it's perverted. It's perverted and maligned and all twisted around. That's supposedly the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now and of course us Christians believe it's the truth, Mark. But that's supposedly it's anti-Semitic. You know, in other words, the truth of the gospel is anti-Semitic. But I believe that it's pro everybody, and certainly pro, quote unquote, pro-Semitic.
Yeah, you know, these are complex subjects to sort out, particularly to those that aren't real familiar with them, who might be listening. I would add that the Palestinian conference that you mentioned, which happened to be an article I wrote about a conference that I covered, was very informative in showing the, quote, other side that Americans often don't hear through the big monopolistic media about what goes on amongst the Israelis and the Palestinians. And the Palestinians have a very compelling story to tell. And certainly the soldiers who survived the Liberty attack have a very compelling story to tell, that just because Israel is a quote-unquote ally of the U.S. does not mean it's a worthy ally, and it does not mean that it deserves to get billions of dollars of U.S. foreign aid when that country is armed to the teeth and can well defend itself against any would-be foe without us having to hold its hand financially forever and ever and ever. This, of course, is nothing to cast aspersions on Jewish people of that bloodline or faith, but the Israeli government, the Zionist state, leaves a lot to be desired to the extent that I understand the issues. American Free Press has often been misunderstood along these lines, but we're really just trying to set the record straight and tell the facts as best we can. Like any human enterprise, we're not perfect, but we at least try to handle the issues that the other media won't touch.
Yeah, and Mark, of course, interestingly enough, of course, the Palestinian people are true Semitic peoples. In terms of, Semitic, evidently it comes across from one of Noah's sons that was named Shem, so Semitic. But like most of the other Arab peoples and so on, the Palestinians are true Semites. So it can be argued, of course, that the Zionists are anti-Semitic when they persecute and commit genocide against the Palestinian people.
Now that's very interesting. If that's in fact what Semitic means, that the definition of Semitic is not in fact necessarily a Jewish thing, and mean something broader, then that would indeed shed a lot of new light on this whole thing and clear up a lot of the misunderstanding that some say has been purposely stirred up by propagandists, including those at the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, which is actually in the business of defamation, even though they claim to be anti-defamation, defaming and accusing of hate speech anyone that they disagree with, as I understand it. Of course, I'm open-minded. These are, things that come out, and I'd love to hear all sides, but that's my understanding of it. Well, is there anything you'd like to add, Dave?
Well, maybe I'd, just conclude with there's so much to talk about on this issue, but I just remind people that, of course, the Jewish people, of course, elevate Father Abraham, and they base their right to the quote-unquote Holy Land because of the promises God made to Father Abraham. Let us never forget that, because Father Abraham was also the father of Ishmael, so he's the father of the Arab people and so on. So, I've written an editorial on this, Mark. I think I sent it to you. I might send it again, but
For our letters page or for...
For some reason the American Free Press didn't see fit to publish it, the editorial was actually entitled Israel or Isn't Real, the Kingdom of Christ or the Kingdom of Antichrist. And I conclusively proved in that editorial that today's Jews of the Jewish faith, they absolutely in no way have exclusive right to the Holy Land. Christians and Arabs, and especially Christians, have greater rights to the Holy Land. And it's a brief editorial, but I conclusively prove that the vast majority of the Jews are descended from converts all down through the ages. Not just the Khazars, but all down through the ages, people have converted to Judaism. And that doesn't mean they're a direct lineal descendant of the ancient Israelites.
Right, very, very good. Now, that's a topic for, of course, maybe another day for more expounding on it, but that's very interesting, Dave, and certainly that kind of exploration would shed a light on it and separate things out to where people can understand it and clear up all the distortion that we've gotten that makes it so one-sided and really makes it so the Palestinian-Israeli situation can never be resolved. And I don't think they have any intention of resolving it because it's purposely obscured so they can continue to milk the U.S. taxpayer for foreign aid and other matters. But I appreciate you calling, Dave. And
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, we're coming up on a break, but fire away. Kind of quick.
Quickly, I'd want to say on the other side of the coin in this editorial, I pointed out how down through the centuries, thousands upon thousands of Jewish people have converted to Christianity, many of the lineal descendants of the ancient Israelites wound up being Christians. I mean, Jesus and his apostles and John Calvin and Peter the first pope and. In other words, many of the direct lineal descendants of Abraham wound up becoming Christians. That's another aspect of it.
Very good, Dave. Hey, thanks for calling. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the conclusion of today's One World Collide. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
And now we're concluding When Worlds Collide today. We have just a few more minutes. This show runs every Tuesday, 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can listen online at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm your host, Mark Anderson, with American Free Press, which is at americanfreepress.net. online or call 888-699-NEWS for sample issues, subscriptions, and other information. Now, thankfully, I'm always glad to have plenty of callers, and they took up a lot of the last half hour. The topic I had planned on touching on, had I not gotten callers, I can, of course, touch on now as we conclude, and that's the Media Reform Conference I just covered in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Very nice town, very tourist-friendly, you might say. But one of the many interesting things that came up at this Media Reform Conference, which is intended, they say, to curb media monopolies and get a much more varied viewpoints into the media marketplace and secure laws and regulations that prevent media moguls and single owners from buying entire media markets to where people in a given county or in a given city are subjected to the same message, whether they're listening to the radio, watching TV, or reading a newspaper. Many at this conference in Minnesota don't want to see that happen anymore. Now, I would encourage listeners to write down the following phone number and email. I'm going to put this guy on the spot. His name is Jonathan Adelstein. He's an outspoken and courageous commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. Now, the FCC, maybe not a perfect agency, maybe not constitutionally square in all areas. That remains to be seen in some ways, but nevertheless, they do have a mission that makes a lot of sense to me, and that's to keep an eye on, you might say, trusts that would run the media. Therefore, it's sort of an antitrust agency that would prevent too much concentration of ownership in the media, which is part of our problem now. Jonathan S. Adelstein, a commissioner for FCC, can be reached at 202-418-2300. That's 202-418-2300. His email is Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, dot Adelstein, A-D-E-L-S-T-E-I-N, at FCC.gov. That's FCC, like Federal Communications Commission.gov. He had a lot of interesting things to say, including Senator Byron Dorgan working in the U.S. Senate. He's from the Dakotas, a Democrat, doing the right thing, working in the U.S. Senate to curb FCC regulations that would allow single media owners to buy entire media markets to further accelerate the ownership of concentrated financial interests in the U.S. media market covering print and broadcast media. We don't want that to happen. Of course, we need independent stations like here at RBN and others, but we also need our so-called regular media to not be under the control of too few of people. So I encourage listeners to look up the National Conference for Media Reform online, to get a hold of Mr. Adelstein at the FCC, and to fight against media monopolization. We need a varied viewpoints, and we need much more of the truth to come out to correct the ills of our republic. But thanks for listening today on When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We'll see you next Tuesday from 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm your host, Mark Anderson.
Men are